Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by Josh Clark, who's looking rather toned and smelling of chlorine from his trip to the Beijing Olympics, where he competed and came away with a... What color medal do they give to someone who comes in last?
It's like green.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Although I did, I couldn't catch up to Michael Phelps if I tried. That kid is just built to swim. Long arms, long legs, short trunk, winning smile. Although I will say my claim to fame, aside from my green medal, is that I took one of his toes in my mouth accidentally. I was in the lane next to him. So there you go. I'm planning on cloning him. You know, I did a swab immediately afterwards, so... were cool. But, you know, while I was there, I had found out, I hadn't seen it. I just heard, you know, rumor that that there were some sights to see that the rest of the people who are above ground in Beijing were going to miss. And there is an underground city somewhere below Beijing. So I'm looking all over the place trying to find this. You know, I'm looking under garbage cans for, you know, manholes, that kind of thing. And I couldn't find it. So you, in your all-knowing wisdom, you're quite omniscient. I was wondering if you might be able to tell me if that's fact or fiction, since I couldn't find any, you know, definitive evidence myself.
It's fact.
Awesome. So yes. I missed the underground city. It is there.
I'm really sorry to
that's
say.
Very
you did. I was actually kind of hoping that they might route the marathoners through there. It's about 18 miles total. And I thought maybe, you know, just pass through just so we can see it. Sort of
so
a nice
a
break from the heats of the street.
You knew that the underground city was there. And you knew I was going to Beijing. You didn't tell me to go to the underground city?
Just one more way I manipulate your life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not enough being your editor. I have to control your vacation, too.
So tell me why is there a city beneath Beijing?
If you really want to know this story, it begins in the 17th century with the Romanovs and the Ming Dynasty. And this was essentially the start of a centuries-long border skirmish between China and Russia.
Yeah, they have a lot of border.
Yeah, they do.
I was amazed when I was there. It's really long.
Yeah, and there are plenty of other countries in the world that share borders that manage to get along pretty well.
Like the USA and Canada?
There you have it.
Yep. Or the USA and Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, but China and Russia, not so much. It was always, you know, a power struggle for borders and different out parcels of land, and everyone wanted part of the others, back and forth. Well, finally, when communism began to sweep across Eastern Europe,
everything came to peace, right?
Well, you would think so, but again, still, that was not the case with China and the Soviet Union.
It's pretty surprising. I would think they'd be like, hey, I'm communist, you're communist, let's have a picnic along the border or something like that.
You would hope, but no.
No?
And as we know, the Cold War lasted 1947 to 1991, and as far as the U.S. and the Soviet Union went, there were no really physically violent skirmishes. It was a war of threats. We've talked about the Cold War before
yeah,
on one of our earlier podcasts.
There were proxy wars.
Yeah.
Both sides fought each other using other nations' armies, which is kind of screwed up, but yeah.
Well, China and the USSR actually came to physical blows.
Wow.
And it was pretty serious. And one of the first times it happened, the Chinese attacked a boatload of Soviet soldiers, and essentially, I believe...
Like a literal boatload, or you're just...
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry, a literal boatload.
Okay.
A literal boatload. And about 24 of them died.
Wow.
But then the Soviets retaliated, and they were a little bit more, how shall I say this delicately, ardent with their mission, and about 800 Chinese died.
That's like the Chicago way. Somebody brings a knife, you bring a gun. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. See, the Soviets got that, apparently.
They did.
Oh.
They did.
Okay, so 800 people?
800, yeah. And only about 60 Soviets died. And it was at this point that Chairman Mao said, no, you know what, enough is enough. We need to be prepared, because by then the Soviets were using aircraft strikes, and the Chinese were afraid that missiles might come next, or an all-out invasion over the Chinese borders. So he devised a plan for his country just in case of an attack. And about, I think, 40 to 60% were supposed to just run toward really remote mountainous regions.
Run to the hills.
Run to the hills.
That's
quite
a heck
literally.
Of a plan.
Yeah.
You guys run to the hills.
But then China's population just kept growing and growing and growing, that he had to accommodate the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to build the aforementioned underground city.
So it was like an air raid shelter?
Yeah, pretty much. Only it was a really glorified air raid shelter. It was complete with a movie theater and a roller skating rink and a barber shop. And it was enforced with things like places to dig wells, mm-hmm. places to grow crops that didn't need
yeah.
sunlight.
I heard that you could grow mushrooms down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And there were little schoolrooms and beds and separate little living quarters for everyone. It was really like China, just below ground.
Right.
And the point being that people could live down here for up to 4 months if stuff on land got too tough.
How many people could it hold?
I think it could hold around 300,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. And the best part is that, you know, China's always been a nation who prizes working together
mm-hmm.
and accomplishing a goal, you know, with everyone's hand in the pot. And that's how the underground city was built. Men, women, and children, they dug it by hand.
Well, yeah, this was during the Cultural Revolution, I would imagine, right? You said it was 1969 that they started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the height of Chairman Mao's, like, let's all work together to establish communism in China, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because underneath today, supposedly there are still pictures of Chairman Mao, you know, propaganda posters hanging up, and
mm-hmm.
not a whole lot has changed. And so you could have gone underneath to see the city, and you would have entered through a very secretive portal.
Yeah,
that's
apparently...
You're on the right track.
One
yeah.
of the reasons I understand that I couldn't find it was that I didn't know it did actually exist, but supposedly there were secret entrances throughout the city, and I couldn't find one. Although I did hear that there was this wall in this shop, and in fluorescent, like, marker or something like that, there was a map of this underground city, and you had to maybe, like, hold a black light up to it or something to see it, which I think is super cool. Is that right?
That's true.
Wow.
And so it was a secret map so that only the Chinese would know how to find the underground city, and if the Soviets came in, they would be completely unawares of
yeah.
the map there.
It just looked like the city was deserted.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really cool.
But even with the 18 miles of all these underground tunnels and all the area and all the facilities and all the resources not being used, most of it's closed off today. And with the Olympics coming through in Beijing, when they were trying to spruce up the city and get things looking shiny and new for all the visitors, they inadvertently, or maybe purposefully, I don't know, they tore down some of the old sites where these secret entrances were. So now there's even fewer spaces where you can get underneath.
Well, that definitely explains why I couldn't find my way down to this underground city.
That, and if you're looking for a Chinese tour guide, because no Chinese are allowed down there.
How come?
I don't know.
That's really weird.
It's a big mystery.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they hold the Olympics in Beijing again 4 years from now, because I plan on going back. I'm going to go for the yellow this time, not the gold, the yellow, which is better than green. But if it is there, I'm going to go to the underground city, which does exist. It's fact, right?
It's fact. It's fact. And I'll tell you one more fact. During the Olympics and all the clamoring and excitement as people got ready, thousands of children were named after the Olympics. Some actually
named after the Olympics?
Uh-huh. Well, some of them were actually named Olympics, and then others were named after the Olympic mascots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Olympic fever.
I know.
I read an article in The Onion that said deadly virus outbreak in China, actually just Olympic fever.
Oh, no. Yeah. I read one in NPR where it showed a guy who'd gotten his whole face tattooed with Olympic memorabilia.
Wow, you know, that's just something you'd regret by, what, September?
Well, he said that he didn't regret it. He wanted to remember it forever, and I think he will.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, if you want to learn even more about underground Beijing, you can read Why Is There an Underground City Beneath Beijing on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.